And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, not always praised. Ooh. Plus, oh, no, Pope. Nope. All right, we'll get to that one. And then the inn and the upon. We're going to have to figure what that is, and it's not Walden Pond. And then today's Facebook post, rip it to shreds.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at. During the show, lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey. That's what you say when you're not feeling good. Oy vey. How you feeling? Oy vey. Don't ask. It's all the same thing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866 K-Praise. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We're going to take a short break, but you still get to win because you get to hear SRN News. Ha!
This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. An American college student who was released by North Korea in a coma has died in Ohio. Otto Warmbier was 22. His family said in a statement released by a hospital that Warmbier died this afternoon. The University of Virginia student had been held for more than 17 months and medically evacuated from North Korea last week. Doctors said he returned with severe brain damage, but it wasn't clear what caused it.
AM 1210, K-Praise, is the Christian station in San Diego. K-Praise attracts an extremely loyal, family-oriented listening audience, over 60% of which are 25 to 54 years of age. This audience thoroughly enjoys the great ministry programs on K-Praise, featuring beloved preachers like Pastor David Jeremiah of Turning Point, John MacArthur of Grace to You, Dr. Charles Stanley of In Touch, as well as our incredible local talk show host, David Spoon, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4. Also remember, the K-Praise listening audience purchases the goods and services offered on AM 1210 by the local San Diego area businesses who consistently use K-Praise as a key component of their advertising plan. If your business needs to reach an audience of loyal San Diego area families, your business message must be on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station in San Diego.
Russell Wilson here. With Play 60, United Way, and the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids!
To get involved, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Donate!
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course!
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now, home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We are glad to be with you this day. Keep our very good friend Tugboat Todd in prayer. He's got a little bit of a tum ache. Never fun. It's never fun to feel eh. You know what I'm saying? It's bad enough sometimes when you're, let's say you start the week. So like on a Monday, if you don't feel good, it's harder. It might be harder than on a Friday because you're thinking, ooh, you know what I'm saying? But always difficult when people don't feel good. And so we just lift them up in prayer and we'd ask everybody to do the same. This segment, by the way, brought to you by Whitefields Ministries and my good friend Steve Wheeler and Coral, his wife, and their fantastic ministry crew. Hats off to them. They go into the farthest reaches of the planet, as it is called, the four corners of the earth, even though there's no corners. And they go there and they bring the gospel to people that haven't heard the gospel, and they support rural pastors who are out there by themselves in these very lonely and vast areas. And these pastors don't have a ton of support for them, and the need is real and the spiritual warfare is intense. We ask you to pray for them on a continual basis. Go to whitefields.org. That's their website. And the reason I ask you to do that pretty consistently is because they're taking the gospel out there, and we support anybody advancing the gospel. It's not just one ministry. We support every ministry. But in all those ministries, you do gravitate to some more than others, and we have gravitated to Whitefields. And we support them financially. They support us financially. It's kind of mutual. We encourage you to go to whitefields.org and check out the testimonies from different pastors and the different pictures and videos and their projects, ranging from taking the gospel to everywhere in the world, to also educating from a seminary level some of these rural pastors, giving them inspiration and financial support, bringing clean drinking water to villages. We think it's great. Whitefields.org, 760-846-8610. Let's go right into what's bugging me. Ow! That's not funny. All right. Brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. EcolaTermite.com. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. All right, here's what's bugging me. Not Father's Day in and of itself. I like Father's Day. Father's Day is a little extra day for fathers to get a little extra break. I'm hoping that all the fathers out there got a little extra break. Time sensitive, so tag and bag going to be tough. But as we swim through life, backstroking or side stroking or forward, even if we're doing rolls, it doesn't matter. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is you're always anxious to hear from your kids because you think, you know, besides dad gets to pick and so on and so forth. But here's what's bugging me. Ready? Now I'm going to be honest. Don't get mad. I'm going to be honest. Kids that don't call until the 11th hour. That's what bugs me. And I have some people out there going, Dave, did that happen to you? I'm not going to comment either positive or negative as to whether that did or did not happen to me, as I can be as much a politician as all the rest of the politicians. You just simply don't say anything that has any meaning whatsoever. Here is the bottom line. When a child doesn't call until, you know, let's say 11, 11:30, and you're in bed at 10, there tends to be a little bit of a disconnect. So next year, I ask all of you who have the ability to hear my voice that if you're going to contact your parental unit, be it Mother's Day or Father's Day, try to do your best to remember somewhere before 11:59 p.m. And that's what's bugging me. Tell me I'm wrong on that one. I dare you. All right, let's get into the next or the very first DDD. It's called Not Always Praised.
You big cold-blooded dummy.
That was Red Fox doing his Sanford and Son classic. It was a Sanford and Son and it was a classic routine. Oh, Elizabeth! Oh, I'm coming, Elizabeth! I love that. That was just so funny. For those that don't know that or think this that was racist, change the radio station. You're not allowed to listen to me anymore. We don't let big dummies on the show. All right, let's get into it. Luke chapter 17, verse 9 through 10. Does he thank that slave because he did what was commanded? In the same way, when you have done all that you were commanded, you should say, we are good for nothing slaves. We've only done our duty. There is a little bit of an excessiveness on doers to receive a certain amount of praise. And by that, I believe that people who are leaders should be praising their people and encouraging them. There's zero question there. But I don't think that the doers who are looking for that praise should be holding up a cup and expecting that praise to be filled in their cup. Let the leaders learn to lead appropriately and give praise when praise is due, but we can't always be looking for the participation trophy because the participation trophy doesn't merit a trophy. Every parent out there, I don't care if you're a brand new parent with a one-month-old or your child is 80. Participation trophies? You get a trophy because you breathe. What? Look, you got to be careful about looking for the praises from others. We all have a job to do in our lives, both a general will of God and a specific will of God. We need to acknowledge our need for grace and the divine knowledge of all of the things that are going on in our lives. We are superbly grateful that God has given us any blessings whatsoever. But you know what? We're not entitled to a parade for doing what we're supposed to do. You want to find the most amazing thing that we've created in our government right now? We elect and reelect people if they just don't ruin us. Not if they do their job. We just don't want to have more problems. And so we elect somebody and we'll keep them in office if they just only create a few little problems and not a whole bunch of big ones. It used to be that there was some reward for doing good and moving it forward. And now there's more of this. Everybody's entitled to a parade attitude or everybody should be praised all the time. Well, it might be true what Harry Truman said, that the C students rule the world. It doesn't matter that you should be thinking, I need to be praised every time I do something good in God. You should be thankful every time you get to do anything in life. Let me make one thing absolutely clear. After Jonah was all mad at God because he knew God was going to be merciful, he got swallowed up in that giant fish, not a whale with a fireplace and windows to sills and a bookshelf like they show in Disney. Okay, that's not Jonah. He's in the fish and the fish spits him out onto dry ground. He gets up off the dry ground, wipes himself off, walks into Nineveh, and preaches. You know what he doesn't get for doing that? A medal. Because he was supposed to do that in the first place. And so when you do what you're supposed to do, you don't get a medal. When you do the right thing, you know, the Lord will reward you accordingly if it warrants it. You have to trust he's faithful in that. But looking for praise from people because you do the things you're supposed to do, first and foremost, live for God. He'll give you the right trophies, the right rewards at the right time and in the right way. Second of all, not everything we do deserves a big chocolate cake. Not that I don't like big chocolate cake. That's pretty evident by my size and by my appetite. However, not everything I do entitles me to a chocolate cake with cherries on top. Sometimes you just do what's right, get this, because it's the right thing to do. That's why you do it. And nothing else. The only participation trophy you need is the one that pulls you in to spend eternity with God. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Is this you? The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
For the last 10 years, freedom lovers have gathered in Las Vegas for Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds. Once again, this year brings together the best thinkers and experts to predict where we're headed in science and technology, geopolitics, the economy, law and religion, and much more. Over 200 speakers and exhibitors, including Steve Forbes, Greg Gutfeld from Fox News, actor William Shatner, author Dinesh D'Souza, and more. This year, John Stossel discusses his fights with Donald Trump, Ted Turner, and other central planners. Also this year, SRN's very own Larry Elder and Michael Medved. It's the largest gathering of free minds. Don't miss it. It's our 10-year anniversary, so join us for Freedom Fest 2017, July 19th through the 22nd at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. Go to freedomfest.com for a full list of speakers, the agenda, and to register. That's freedomfest.com. Use the code REASON100 when you register to save $100 at freedomfest.com.
Do everything for the glory of God.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Kayla Ochoa. Kayla writes, "A few months ago, I received an email inviting me to join a community of quote-unquote driven people. I decided to look up the word driven, and I learned that a driven person is someone highly motivated to succeed and who will work hard to achieve his goals. Is it good to be a driven person? Well, there's a test that never fails. 1 Corinthians 10:31 tells us, do it all for the glory of God. Many times we do things for self-glory. After the flood in Noah's day, a group of people decided to build a tower in order to, quote-unquote, make a name for themselves. They wanted to be famous and avoid being scattered all over the world. Because they weren't doing it for God's glory, though, they were erroneously driven. In contrast, when King Solomon dedicated the Ark of the Covenant and the newly constructed temple, he said, I have built the temple for the name of the Lord, 1 Kings 8:20. Then he prayed, may he turn our hearts to him, to walk in obedience to him and keep the commands. Kayla concludes, when our greatest desire is to bring glory to God and walk in obedience, we become driven people who seek to love and serve Jesus in the power of the Spirit. Let our prayer echo Solomon's. Verse 61 says, may our hearts be fully committed to the Lord our God, to live by His decrees and obey His commands. Spend time in God's Word every day of the week with the Our Daily Bread mobile app and ebook. Go to getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Oh, yeah. Do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Don't forget about HisAppointment.com. In fact, if you're interested in the book, go to HisAppointment.com/special, and you pick the book up for $9.95. That's kind of cool, I think. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. Now, Sam, we've told you many times, he's the man. It's very simple. If you buy or sell a house through Sam, he takes 25% of his gross commission, which is never gross. And then he gives it to whatever church or ministry you want. If you need somebody to come to your house and walk you through to give you a true value on the house, not one of those fake ones, not just something that's done by algorithm kind of mentality, not just the comps, but somebody who really knows the ins and outs, Sam will do that. There's no obligation, no paperwork in any capacity whatsoever. Plus, if your house needs work, and many houses do, in fact, my wife and I were looking at some pictures of houses. There are some people that should stop taking those pictures and putting them up. There's no reason to show a bedroom that has clothes all over it if you're trying to sell a house. There's a common sense thing there, right? Okay, help me. Anyway, Sam will forward up to $25,000. You say that? $1,000 to help you fix up your house. You list the house with Sam. What happens is the house sells. He takes the money back out of the close of escrow. Bing, bing, bing. Bing. There it is. Just that simple. Not a search engine. Bing. Here's the bottom line. You work with Sam, it's great. It works out great. He takes care of his people. He's taken care of a multitude. When you get past 10, don't you start going multitude? I mean, then you got to get to there. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1726, ThinkSam.com. And Tugboat Todd and I say, even if he has a stomachache, we say, send him to Sam. Yeah, it was a little tough on you. You want to try it again? Send him to Sam. Okay, you're dying over there. He's laughing, but at least he's smiling. That's good, right? All right. Okay, nobody's going to like me after this one, but then again, if it was a popularity contest, I'd have lost my first day because I sound like a Muppet. So I'm careful here, and I'm going to say a couple of things and set this up. This is not per scripture ADDD. The next one we do, which is called the in and the upon. That'll be more of a scriptural based as well as the whole second hour. But this one comes from a comment that was made by Pope Francis. So I'd like to say something to evangelicals out there. I am an evangelical, Bible-believing, born-again Christian. I am not a premillennial dispensationalist. I am not an amillennialist, and I am not a postmillennialist. So for those that are trying to pin me down, I am a manifold millennialist. And if you want to know what that is, come to a master's theological class in eschatology, and we'll talk about it with you, me, and Professor Hart. Here's the bottom line to that whole thing. We believe the Bible is the Word of God, the 66 books, 39 in the Old, 27 in the New. Not a lot of question. And we believe the church has a level of authority, but not the same level of authority as Scripture. In the ecumenical church, there's a greater notation for tradition and church governmental authority to be on more of a, not necessarily the same plane, but more of an equal plane as to Scripture, as to writing. And it's not that it's completely not understandable. It's just that typically when you move out of Scripture, things can kind of get a little more goofy in their explanation. That's understandable. Things get goofy even when you use the Bible. People use bits and pieces wherever they want, however they want. So evangelicals who have connections with people in the ecumenical movement, Catholic Church, or you know, even the Protestant ecumenical church, anything like that, that you think, oh, those guys, and I'm not talking about Scientology, that's a cult. We're not discussing that. I'm not discussing Jehovah's Witness and Mormons because we don't believe they fit into that same plane. But evangelicals and evangelical fundamentalists and churches that are a little broader, and even churches that are Catholic in nature, there is a lot more connectivity than not connectivity. That does not mean that everything the Catholic Church did was great. Does not mean everything that the evangelical church did was great. There's none of that, okay? But by and large, there's a great deal of common fellowship. So if we say, well, we disagree with something that the head of the Catholic Church said, we're not doing that to insult Catholic people. This is the notation we would come into understanding the Bible and Scripture. I want to make sure you get that, because when I have a title like, oh, no, Pope, nope. Do we have a sound for that, by the way?
Nope. Wrong again.
Yeah, that's not to be insulting. You guys know I do weird sounds and stuff all the time. Unfortunately, Pope Francis said something that he shouldn't have said. And by Pope, I don't mean he's my Pope. He said this, God cannot be God without man. That's a quote. Now, what did that do? That sparked a fiery debate, not just amongst evangelicals. Well, actually, it didn't spark a debate amongst evangelicals. It sparked a debate with evangelicals and Catholic theologians. And it sparked a debate amongst Catholic theologians who said, no, that's wrong. Because God is self-sufficient and self-sustaining with or without man. And you might say, well, how can he be God if man's not included? Well, the answer is simple. There are still angels and demons, and he is still God. So there's no escaping that, as well as we know that there are hosts in heaven, and then we know there's principalities, darkness, and spiritual wickedness in high places in the air, even on earth, and in all over the universe, and to assume there's no other life is a fairly arrogant assumption. What we know is there's no other life that needs redemption, because Jesus Christ died once and not multiple times. Here's what we do know. God does not need you to be God. He does not need me. He does not need Francis. He does not need hot dogs. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't need the earth. Before the earth was created, God was still God. In the beginning, God created the earth. So before the earth was created, he was already God. It's not hard. It's not rocket science. I think where the leader of the Catholic Church was going was we're a big part of what God is doing. There is no doubt, no escaping the truthfulness of that. And I think he was just leaning on that because I don't really believe he believes God is unable to sustain himself without us. There is a passage, however, in Colossians 1:23 that indicates that he made himself somewhat incomplete without the church, but not from a sustainability point of view, more from a mission point of view. He wants to do something with us. That's okay. So the only reason that I'm bringing that up, and you might be thinking, well, why bring that up? Is because you need to understand that when you pray to God, this is not some being that is dependent on you for his title in any capacity. He doesn't need you, although he keeps you, so to speak. He's not in necessity because of you. He's the one that gives for our necessities. And there is a large distinction there. The big key about understanding God in theology is God is prior to time, self-sustaining, self-existent. That is the only way, from a rational point of view, that a being can always have been, always be, and would always continue to be. There's no other way to do it. It's impossible. So from that point of view, I appreciate the efforts that some of the Catholic theologians are making in making that connection about the dearness of God's heart towards us. But God doesn't have an actual need of mankind. I just want you to understand that because him with whom you have to deal with is the master of all and is subject to none. In the beginning, God, before there was anything. Get it? Got it? You're theologically smarter now. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
And I pray the Lord, my soul.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Graduation season is a time for recognition, pride and accomplishment, and denying Christians their freedom of speech. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. A Pennsylvania high school has forbidden a teen from speaking about God and her faith in her graduation address. Conservative commentator Todd Starnes reported on several instances of public school discrimination against Christian beliefs this graduation season, and this incident at Beaver High School is the latest. High school senior Mariah Bridges was told by Beaver High School principal Stephen Wellendorf that prayer at a public school event, even led by a student, is not allowed by law. Bridges had planned to address the Lord in her graduation prayer this way: "Make us selfless, make us just, make us successful people, but more than that, make us good people. Lord, surround us with grace and favor everywhere we go. Soften our hearts to teach us love and compassion, to show mercy and grace to others the way that you showed mercy and grace to us, even to the ultimate sacrifice." Wellendorf penned a letter to Bridges that read, "The selected students may still address their class and indicate the things they wish or hope for their class, but they may not do it in the style of a prayer, and most certainly may not recite a prayer that excludes other religions. By ending in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, or in the matchless name of Jesus." First Liberty Institute has taken the case. Attorney Jeremy Dice says he's asked for a meeting with school officials to educate them on the law. As healthcare costs continue to rise, many Christians are feeling the pinch. If you've been forced to choose between high health insurance premiums and huge tax penalties, it's time you considered a truly affordable alternative, MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
For joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple things to review with you that I want to discuss with you. Number one, Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress, who's going to be speaking at our Pastor's Appreciation Lunch in October. That's cool. He is on Monday through Friday, 11 a.m., right here on KPRZ. Don't forget Eric Meekins. He's got a show. This is our prayer, 8 a.m. Sunday mornings, where people call in and he prays for people. How cool is that? If you need prayer, get something that's really pressing. He's a good intercessory prayer. If that's a word, prayer warrior. Okay, that's better. Anyways, great guy. He's going to be on our show actually later this week, and I've worked with Eric for 6, 7, 8 months, and has really come a long way, and I'm just blessed to be a part of that, and I'm going to put them on the spot because they left the studio not clean, but that's besides the point. Also, I want to remind you about school tuitions, half-price tuitions. Why? Because that's a great price. We are in the continual work of helping people coordinating their half-price tuitions for the different schools that we're working with, and we just give that school, the full boat, the full retail value here at the station, the people get charged half price. There's no jacking up prices, anything like that. So if it's $2,000, you'd pay $1,000, but the school would get the full $2,000 here in Radio Land, so to speak. And then they look like they're happy because they're getting a seat filled and they're getting full retail in their advertising. People are happy because they're paying half price, and then KPRZ looks great. I just call it what it is. Don't make it something it's not. That is what it is. All right, so check out that KPRZ and other things going on. Let's get ready for the in and the upon. There's no sound for this, so I want you to be ready as to what it is I'm going to be talking about. This teaching is not to drive you crazy. And for many of you, it'd be a short putt anyway. Here's what the title is. It's called The In and the Upon. Acts chapter 1, verses 7 through 8. He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority." This is in reference to the return of Christ. "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." This comes out of Acts chapter 1, verse 7 through 8. Before you get defensive, when Jesus said, "It's not for you to know the times or the periods," I have sat in the audience, you have too, where the preacher has gone, "But we can know the seasons." I'm pretty sure Jesus is going, "No." And it's like, for some reason, there's a need to know. What you do get to know is certain things that are taking place do indicate that the return of the Lord is closer and closer and closer and closer. And no prophecy has been left unfulfilled that's not in the continuation of being fulfilled or will be fulfilled. Everything is moving in the process the way it's supposed to be going. But it is not necessary for you to know if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall. It is necessary for you and I to know to be ready. It's not for us to know the times or the periods, which, by the way, the word period in the Greek means seasons, that the Father says. It's like, it's up to God. Okay, you know he's coming. It's going to manifest in some way or another. They were, of course, completely wrong the first time, and they'll probably be wrong the second time. But that doesn't matter. As long as you are absolutely in the faith and absolutely sure of the return of Jesus Christ. By the way, remind me sometime this week to share that dream I had. I have not yet shared it, and it is just... it's just lights out. It's just one of those, one of the coolest dreams I've ever had in my life, 40 years. All right, so anyway, then Jesus says this, "I want you to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." And what will happen, Jesus, when the Holy Spirit comes upon me? "And you will be witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." So in theology, we do a lot of splitting of hairs. But in this case, it is more than apparent, and it is backed up in four other places in Scripture, that the Spirit of the living God, the Holy Spirit, poured out upon us after the glorification of Jesus Christ, which is the promise that was made from the Father to his people, that the Holy Spirit comes upon us, and then we have power to witness. Have you ever been involved in a situation where you're sharing something about the Lord and in the moment you somehow have just a little bit more juice than you ever knew you had in sharing some truth or something that's going on? You're just able to say it better, wiser, quicker, even better than you think. Well, that's typically the Holy Spirit in the working process who comes upon you for ministry circumstances. There's a difference when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and the Holy Spirit is in you. And I wish theologically we'd make a bigger deal about it, because I don't think there's anything wrong with it. The Holy Spirit is not disconnected from Jesus. So when you acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit, as tells us throughout Scripture, lives in you. The Holy Spirit is in you. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is in you. We are encouraged to be filled with the Spirit. That's not something that's poured out on us. That's something inside of us. And the inside of the Spirit in our lives is the strength to live the Christian life and is the way that we recognize or walk in a similar pattern that Jesus walked in character. as the Spirit of the living God works on you, as the scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 16, 17, how that it is in 18, that it's by glory that you are transformed in the image of Jesus Christ as the Holy Spirit is working in you. There's nothing wrong with that. That's great. And then occasionally we do something that's stupid, like sin, and we block the Spirit's activity, because the Holy Spirit's not going to be working in the midst of the sin of our lives. He'll use, afterwards, he'll use us, and he'll use that bad situation to bring us into a better place, but not in the midst of our sin. But that seems to be in Scripture somewhat different. And again, I'm not dying on the pneumatology here, but it seems to be somewhat different than when the Holy Spirit comes on you for the purposes of ministry and witness. It seems to me like sometimes pastors operate in their natural gifts of leadership, not a question, and people operate in their natural gifts of service and of loving and of mercy, and then there's sometimes where they do it in extraordinary fashion. And I wonder if it just doesn't make a clear-cut division in pneumatology and in how we function, that the Holy Spirit inside of us has to do with the character of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit upon us has to do with the ministry of Jesus Christ and doing the stuff. I would suspect that it probably integrates and goes both ways, but for simplicity's sake, because I'm a moron, I like things to make sense in the most simplified, like, you know, a Hot Pocket. You put the thing in, you put it in a microwave, you hit two, and you're done. I get it, okay? I get it, because I eat them all the time. Here's the part. The Holy Spirit's in you. The Holy Spirit's never going to leave you. The Holy Spirit's never going to depart from you. If you acknowledge and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the presence of God is in you. Does that mean that you can't have more of the presence of God? No, the more you get out of the way, the more the Holy Spirit can take up room. I think that's pretty obvious. But I'm not sure that that's the same thing as the Holy Spirit being on you and you witnessing for Jesus, telling people about the gospel. Because the Holy Spirit working in you makes you look like Jesus on the inside. The Holy Spirit on you helps you do the work of Jesus on the outside. Okay. I'm not aware as to why that's difficult. I think it's wrong on the Pentecostal side of things, which I am also have an ordination in the Pentecostal group. I think it's wrong to say that the Holy Spirit abandons you. I don't think the Holy Spirit can abandon you anymore, and Jesus can abandon you. I don't see that connection. But I think it's wrong on the Baptist side to say, well, the Holy Spirit doesn't help you with ministry. Of course he does. Of course. Jesus was filled with the Spirit all throughout the Gospel of Luke in 20-plus instances when he did ministry. Okay. So if you need help on your inward or your character, that's when you need to say, Lord, less me, more you. I need the Spirit inside me. And then when you're in a situation and you're praying for people or ministering or you just think you're getting past yourself, that's when you need to say, Lord, I need your Holy Spirit on me. If it doesn't work, what did you lose? Asking God for help? Oh, doesn't seem that bad. I could be wrong, but I'm not. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling from me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
AM 1210, K-Praise, is the Christian station in San Diego. K-Praise attracts an extremely loyal, family-oriented listening audience, over 60% of which are 25 to 54 years of age. This audience thoroughly enjoys the great ministry programs on K-Praise, featuring beloved preachers like Pastor David Jeremiah of Turning Point, John MacArthur of Grace to You, Dr. Charles Stanley of In Touch, as well as our incredible local talk show host, David Spoon, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4. Also remember, the K-Praise listening audience purchases the goods and services offered on AM 1210 by the local San Diego area businesses who consistently use K-Praise as a key component of their advertising plan. If your business needs to reach an audience of loyal San Diego area families, your business message must be on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station in San Diego.
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com. Students at the University of Notre Dame recently staged a walkout protest against Vice President Mike Pence, who was the university's commencement speaker. One young man interviewed about the protest looked squarely into the camera and said, "Commencement is about us. It's not about national politics. This is a distraction." Well, this is a profound misunderstanding of the commencement ceremony, and it's also a reflection of the incredible narcissism that seems now to affect so many at various age levels in American society. The commencement is actually a celebration of learning and the dignity of education. It's about achievement, yes, but it's also about promise. It's about obligation and responsibility on the part of the graduates, even as they depart the campus of the university or other institution of higher education and pursue their callings in life. But that statement, "it's about us," when it comes to commencement, is very revealing. It tells us a great deal about a fundamental moral shift that has taken place in this country. I'm Albert Moeller.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
But there is one who is faithful and true. He's a prince, he's a warrior, and brings life to you. He hates the hungry giant.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where I want to thank the place where I'm going to school. They just gave me my What's Bugging Me for Tomorrow.
I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Praise the Lord. That's all I got. Sometimes you say that, and that's, you know why you say that? Because that's the only thing to say. You don't want to say anything that's like inappropriate. You just, okay, well, praise the Lord. That just means I'm going to trust the Lord. I'm not saying it flipping. That means I'm going to trust the Lord that he's going to work this out, and I'm not going to have a minor explosion between one of the brain cells in my head. That's what that means. For those that would like to know, we need some work. Focus on the Family Adventure to Odyssey Weekend Family Getaway. The contest is June 5th through the 30th. This is already the middle of June, and we only have like 60, 65 people. And I'm just pointing out that normally we have like 265 people and Dallas has like 300. Like, that's not good. You got a chance for VIP front row seats to their live event, the Adventures in Odyssey event. Live event. Adventures in Odyssey. Live. Right? It's like a routine. It's like a whole play. It's a whole thing. The other stuff's great. Airline, hotel, transportation. Free, free, free. All you got to do is go to kprz.com and click on the banner. There's like five banners going zoom, 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 zoom. You got to check it out. It's a great opportunity to get away for you and the family. It doesn't cost anything. Come on. We got to do better than 60-ish. Ugh. That's terrible. We can raise thousands and thousands of dollars. You know what we can't do? Give away a free contest to Colorado Springs. I don't know. I don't get it. All right. Let's get ready to do our Facebook post. It's called Rip It to Shreds.
Shred the door, bro! Shred the door, bro! Shred the door!
Woo!
All right, just ripping it to shreds right there. They're shredding it, huh? That was what they were doing. Is that from Finding Nemo? Is that where that was from? Where's that from?
Those are real surfers. Just shred the gnar, bro.
Oh, okay. See, I don't know anything. What makes you think I know stuff like this? My wife said, oh, that person's really popular. So funny. The other day, I go, not to me. Does that matter? I think it does. Joel chapter 2, verse 13. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. And he relents from sending calamity. Rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. And he relents from sending calamity. We need to be willing, get ready, to rip up our hearts daily before the Lord. Watch this, and here's why. So that the soil inside of our hearts is completely and consistently prepared for his planting. Do you know, in the illustration of a hard heart, you can't plant anything. You can't put anything in to grow. When the soil is hard and is not able to receive seed, then nothing can germinate, and it's kind of a waste. And our hearts are constantly under the cultivation of the Lord. And from time to time, we get a little hard in our hearts. And you want to know what's amazing is, you know what makes us hard is sin. Sin makes us hard. This is all, it's all connected. It's like all the things you come up with the world and all the different things that everybody accuses everybody of and all this other stuff and all the murders and all the death and all the stealing and all the lying and all the perversion, everything that we got going on in the world, even if you're a climate change person, everything and anything you've got anywhere in all times, all of the wrong comes under sin. Everything, period. That's just what it comes under. And the Lord tells us, you know what? You got to rip up your hearts, not your garments, which is a nice way of saying we need to return to the Lord with our hearts, not our rituals. You see, the garments are the sackcloth. It's the ashes. Oh, look at me. I'm repenting before the Lord. Look, I'm wearing sackcloth. It makes me itch. Look, I got ashes on my head. I didn't even wear a hat. I'm really a real good repenter. And God's like going, yeah, I'm not into the clothing part. I'm not into the rituals. I would like you to rip your heart to shreds so that way when I put something in there, it can stick and grow. But you see, what we do is we'll use as a backup system. You know, well, if I say this many prayers on this much because this person said so, that ought to help you. That ought to help you. Do nothing because it means nothing. It's when we tear our hearts to shred before the Lord and go, I am grieved that I did it, or that I'm doing it, or that I'm being this way, or that I'm functioning like this. I am grieved of spirit and of mind and of heart that I have done things that are offensive to you. The theological term for sin might be hamartiar, which it is, which means to miss the mark. But let's be honest, sin is anything that's contrary to God. What is in your life, thoughts, words, and all, that is contrary to God? We got to rip that up. It's not that you're going to do it perfect, but you got to be tear. Got to rip it up. Because if you don't, then your heart will become hard. And if your heart becomes hard, it's not responsive to the Lord. So what we need to do is we need to return to the Lord on a daily basis with our hearts. I mean, he's kind towards us. He pours out his grace. He pours out his mercy. He pours out his love. He pours out his compassion. He won't hold it against us unless we're being phony. Then you're not getting anything from God. Because phony does not equal grace. But tearing up our hearts, really, that has an impact. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty. Then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.